This is Ujjala Ramani, May 9th, Sunday, Satsang. Gurave Gaurachandraya Sri Radhikaya Tadali Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namah. I offer my obeisances time and time again to Sri Guru, Sri Gaurachandra, Sri Radhika, and all Sakis, and Radharani's Dham of Sri Vrindavan, and to Sri Krishna and to all his devotees. Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namah. Means I offer obeisances to all of you. Om Angyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shtaka Chakshu Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Adati Swapadantikam. So, Ujjala Nilamani, we're discussing Chapter 8, the Sakis of the Heroine, all the glories of the Sakis. This is verse 124. There's two types of sakis in a saki group. Asama means not equal, and sama, according to the amount of affection they show to Krishna and to the leader of their group. Leader of their group of sakis, she's called Yuteshwari. This is asama sneha. Unequal affection. There are two types of unequal affection. One sakhi has more affection for Krishna than her gopi leader. Another sakhi has more affection for a leader than Krishna. So it's not equal. This is an example of more affection for Krishna. Dinesha is like this, and Brinda is like this. Brinda is Krishna Sneha Adik, and Dinesha is Krishna Sneha Adik, extra affection for Krishna, more than for Radha. This sakhi carries out her sevas, such as matchmaking, while deeply identifying herself as belonging to Krishna. While taking shelter of a gopi group leader, Yuteshwari, without attraction for other Yuteshwaris. But she has slightly more affection for Krishna. This is called a Hari Sneha Adhika Sakhi. Krishna Chagwari's commentary. He says this Sakhi's identity as Krishna is deep within her. Externally, she may show equal affection for Krishna and her Yuteshwari. She has no attachment for other group leaders. She has full affection for her group leader, Yuteshwari, but compared to that, she has slightly more affection for Krishna. So she's called Krishna Sneha Adik. Adik means extra, additional, more sneha for Krishna. This is text 128. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Okay, let's see, we have two translations here. We'll try to find this other one a little better. This is Dinesha. Dinesha is speaking to Radha, who is angry. Remember, Dinesha is Krishna's snehati. She has more affection for Krishna than Radha. Dinesha lives in Nandagrama in Krishna's house, serving him. Dinesha says, When anything other than Krishna enters my heart or my words, it does not bring me happiness. When you, O my Sakhi, treat me with great respect, it does not bring me happiness. However, just as one may become devastated by staying for a moment under the blazing sun, in the same way I become overwhelmed with happiness by seeing the spotted moon, the charming moonlight of Krishna's face. Vishnu's commentary, Dinesha speaking to angry Radha. I do not speak to you like other Sakhis who speak to please you so they can see your face. Your solid anger does not reveal happiness to me. By that anger, Krishna's face has become distorted. And this is verse 129 as an example of a snarky snake. He tries to dissuade Brinda from arranging for Radha's rendezvous with Krishna. Oh, Brinda, don't carry this message. Oh, Sakhi, tell brothers Prince Krishna not to come to this rendezvous with Radharani. The moonlight, the monsoon, rainy season night is filled with many dangerous poisonous snakes. Why should this frightened girl go to the forest or go around a hill on such a night? Vishnu says, Vishnu doesn't say. So Vishnu's commentary says, some pran sakhi of Radharani with a contrary mood, prakara mood, opposing Radha's meeting with Krishna, speaks to Brinda. Interesting combination. This is an example of Mani Manjri says to the young, inexperienced Sakhi named Chatura. Chatura. Nice name for a Sakhi. Chatura means clever. She says this, let me teach you what I have learned from my experience. If you make friends with Radha, that friendship includes Krishna's love. So we please Krishna automatically by loving Radha. That's what Manjri Bhava, Raghunatha Bhakti is all about. It's all about back to Radha, into the kunj with Radha for her seva, and developing full Radha consciousness. This is Raghunatha Bhakti, Gopi Bhava. Rishi Tanya came to give this wealth. Vishnu's commentary in verse 133, chapter 8. Mani Manjri is giving this instruction to Nusaki. You should make friendship with only Radha. And then the Sakhi says, I shouldn't have any love for Krishna. Like some people argue. You people are saying Radha, Gopi Bhav, Radha consciousness, Radha Radha, Jai Shri Radha. Jajirati, what about Krishna? What about Krishna consciousness? You're offenders. And no, this is not right. But our Goswamis this is right from the books of our Goswamis and Vishnu. So Mani Manjri is telling this Chatur Sakhi, Vishnu's Tika in verse 133. Shouldn't I have any love for Krishna? And then Mani Manjri says, where there is love for Radha, Krishna's love for you and abundance of bliss will also be included. What more needs to be said? Your love for Krishna is included in your love for Radha. In other words, sadhakas of Raghunatha Bhakti, you're directing all her heart, mind, meditations, prayers, aspirations, abhiman, identity and living in a place of Radha's pastimes like Radhakund or Nidivan, Sevakund, etc. Vrindavan, and everything is directed to Radha. Radha Age, Radha Piche, Radha Daya, Radha Baya, Radha Under, Radha Bar, Radha Upa, Radha Niche, everywhere Radha. Radha in my dreams, Radha in my plans, Radha in my schemes, everything Radha. Radha, 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 Jai Shri Radha. So what more needs to be said? Your love for Krishna is included in your love for Radha, says Vishnu Chakravarti. The meaning is this, Vishnu says, verse 133, chapter 8, Ushuna Lamani. When you have friendship with Radha, Krishna will have more affection for you, thinking, this is a this Manjri is a Sakhi of my beloved Radhika. Krishna must make friendship with you, Radha's Manjri. Why? Because he depends on you. Krishna depends on you. Krishna depends on Navadasi, Navakinkari. Why? He depends on her to attain her to attain Radha when Radha becomes angry or proud. Thus, your friendship with Krishna, this is what Manimanjari is telling Chatura, this new Sakhi. Thus, your friendship with Krishna will arise without any extra effort because Krishna needs the Manjaris. Krishna depends on the Manjaris and he needs the Manjaris. So, if you need somebody, you depend on them, you're going to make friends with them. I need this person to get this such and such a thing done, then you go out and make friends with that person to accomplish your desired task. So Krishna wants to meet Radharani, and Radharani obeys. She's very dasi vatsalya, she's very affectionate to her dasis, and she obeys them and she cooperates with them. So Krishna knows that the dear Manjaris, Kinkaris of Radharani, are his way to win Radharani's attention and break her mind and have her loving association again. So there's a group of Sakhis, the Pran Sakhis and Nitya Sakhis, which includes the Manjaris. They have more love for the leader of the group. And there is a Radha Snehadika. The Pran Sakhis have more affection for the leader of the group, like Radharani, than the Nitya Sakhis. This is verse 136. These are the Sakhi Snehadika, or Radha Snehadika. This is the Manjaris, Kinkaris. Adik, they have extra affection for Radharani more than Krishna. These Sakhi Snehadik Sakhis love a specific gopi friend like Radharani slightly more than they love Krishna. Class. Hogya. Hogya. Love of these Sakhis is eternal. They always think I am the property of my Sakhi Radharani. I belong to Radharani. Radharani is mine and I belong to Radha. This is their Abhiman. That is an example. These are the Samasneya. These are Sakhis that love Radha and Krishna equally. Yeah, in other words, they had a great love for both Krishna and Radha. They're known as Samasnehadikas. So, Champakalata was one of the Champakalata is one of the Asasakis of Radharani. She speaks to another Saki, Bokula Mala, who's a Saki of a friendly party, Shama. She's suddenly come while Radha is angry, and Champakalata says, try to explain Radharani's angry mood. So Champakalata speaks to this other Saki, Bakula Mala. He says, if Radha is not with Krishna, she brings great pain to my heart. Oh, my Saki. If Krishna is not accompanied by Radha, no, wait a minute. If Radha is not together with Krishna, Radharani brings great pain to my heart. Oh, Saki, if Krishna is not accompanied by Radharani, Krishna also brings me great pain. I pray that I shall never take a birth, or even for a moment, I shall not have the opportunity to drink with my eyes the festive moon-like faces of Radha and Krishna. Vakshya Shashino Yugapadaniyara. So the Samasnehasakis, love Radha and Krishna equally. They think we are the property of Radharani. They may be divided into very dear friends of Radharani and dear friends of Radharani, Paramaprishta and Priya Sakis. Paramaprishta Sakis are very dear and dear Priya Sakis. Vishnu Chakravarti's commentary. There's, five different types of Sakis. One should understand the conclusion of these points. Of the five Sakis, there's Sakis, Nitya Sakis, Pran Sakis, Priya Sakis, and Priyanarma Sakis. They have successfully greater love, praying for Radha and Krishna. In other words, the Sakis have the least praying. Priyanarma Sakis have the most. That's what the meaning of this. Saki is ordinary, then Nitya Saki is eternally loved, and Prana is like very hard of Radharani, and Priya is very dear, and Priyanarma is very, very dear. It has been explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. This is Vishnu Chakravarti's commentary on verse 137. to become a gopi of Radharani cannot take place without practicing Raghunuga Bhakti and without following after the Nitya Siddha Gopis, Raghunuga cannot be perfected. Raghunuga means to follow after those gopis who have rag, intense loving attachment, passionate loving attachment for Krishna. Those three types who follow Nitya Sakis attain perfection like the Nitya Siddha Gopis. But the sadhana siddha gopis, they always exist eternally in a slightly lesser position than the nitya siddha gopis they follow. In other words, we're following Rati Manjri, or we're following Tulsi Manjri, who's Raghunath Das Goswami. We're following Rupa Manjri, Rupa Goswami. And they're nitya sakis. They're nitya siddha sakis. They're eternally expanded from Radharani's personal form and serving her in Goloka Vrindavan. So by doing sadhana in allegiance in the Anagatya, following in the footsteps of Rupa and Rati, Tulsi Manjari, Tulsi Manjari is also called Rati Manjari, Raghunath Das, one attains a Siddhadeya in Gopi Bhav, Parakya Bhav, Madhurya Rati, and goes to Goloka Vrindavan to serve Radha and Krishna in the Kunjas of Vrindavan. But it's always, although we're also now Manjari, we have Manjari Sarup, or now we're sadhana siddhas and they're nitya siddhas. So we're sadhana siddha, Manjaris are nitya siddhas. So we're slightly lesser position. According to the principles of Rag Bhakti, a person should follow a desired gopi while having affection for her, which is not less than one's affection for Krishna. She has more affection for this. We're in Advaita Parivars, we're fine with Shaka Seki and Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari. We have more affection for them than we have Seki Sneadi. We have more affection for our Manjari and our group leader, our Yuteshri Vishaka, than we have for Krishna. Concludes chapter 8. Chapter 9 is the different groups of Sakis. Sopaksha, Suritpaksha, Tatastapaksha, Vipaksha means your own group, and Surit means a friendly group, Tatast means a neutral group, and Vipaksha means against your group, against your Paksha, hostile group. The Sakis of Braj are divided into four groups. One's own group, like Sopaksha, Radharani Sopaksha Sakhi. Favorable group, Surit Paksha. Neutral, Tatasta, and opposing group, Pratipaksha. The friendly group accomplishes what is favorable to one's group and prevents what is unfavorable. So here we go, this is verse 4 of chapter 9. Hey, Roddy. Roddy, Roddy. Govinda. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Jiva Goswami gives a comment on verse 4, chapter 9. The friendly group, this is called a Surit. Surit means heartly friend. Suriti, Surit Paksha. Heartly group, group of heartly friends, heartly Sakis. They give whatever help it can for fulfilling the goals of one's group while being completely friendly. Their friendship is filled with deep affection. The friendly group is that which helps the party reach its goals and prevents obstacles to their goal. Though this is a common characteristic within one's own group, Sopaksha, it is a distinguishing quality of the friendly group. The distinguishing quality of one's group is the extreme sense of having one mind and one purpose. Now this is an example of someone assisting of some friendly group, Surit Paksha. helping their group accomplish their goal. Goal is, of course, meeting Krishna. Another translation a little better over here. Okay. Kandavali enters the assembly of shaman or sakis. Shama Sakhi is a friendly group, Sri Paksha. And she addresses them. She says, my dear shamans and other sakis, Radha's friendship for you has astonished the hearts of the entire world. Addressing you by name, Radha happily gives you this camphor and other fragrant ointments, so that when the opportunity arises, you may present them to Krishna, who wears a crown of peacock feathers. In other words, Kandavali has gone to the friendly group Sri Paksha of Shamala and her sakis and given her some samagri, given her some saman to use for Krishna's service at the appropriate time. So Vishwanath fills out the scene a little bit more. Kandavali goes to the house of Shama and sits amongst their group and speaks. Listen, hear my words today, Sakis. Actually, every day we relish Radha's words. Today I will let you relish Radha's words. Do not think these words are false. Even some amongst this group will be witness to this. Radha's friendship with you shines like a painted like a painted picture on the wall of the hearts of the women dwelling in the universe. This means that anyone who experiences the friendship will experience the most astonishing bliss in their heart. Calling out your name, Shama, Radharani has sent a special ointment that she has prepared with sandalwood, aguru, kunkum, and musk. It's called Chatusama. Sandalwood, aguru, musk, kunkum, and camphor mixed together to apply to Krishna's. Limbs. Radharani, this is a message Radharani gives to Shama through Kandavali. My lover, my Nagar Krishna, should give good fortune to Shama as he does to me. With that intention, Radha calls one of your members and says, O Sakhi, take this ointment and go to Krishna. When he asks, say that Shama has made it with her own hands for him and you are delivering it. This is text 6, describes preventing misfortune for the other group. One day, Chandravali's arrival party, remember, and she has her sakis. Like Radharani has her trusted sakis, Lalita and Vishaka. Chandravali has her trusted sakis, Padma and Shaibya. One day, Chandravali's friend Padma informs Radharani's mother-in-law, Jatiya, that she saw Radha and Krishna enjoying pastimes together in Bandiravan forest. Jatiya ran to that place in Bandiravan, and she saw Radha and Krishna singing together. At that time, the following conversation occurred between Jatila and Radharani's friend Shama. Jatila said, agitated by a foolish girl, Padma, I have come here. What am I to believe, Shama? I have firm faith in you. Tell me what's happening here. Shama, I tell you the truth, I'm not deceiving you. What do you see as Subal, dressed up like a girl, clowning with Krishna, the funny comedian of Russia Village? That's good. They really expertly cheated, preventing misfortune for the group. This is a friendly Surat Paksha group of Sakis. They work to fulfill their friend's desire, and they check any attempt to thwart or nullify their desires. So this is a friendly Sakis of Radharani who are trying to support her and defend her and protect her from the nasty mother-in-law, Jatila. So Radharani was actually sitting with Krishna and playing around and loving exchanges. And Jatila went there in a rage, in a fury to catch him and punish him. And then she said, "What's going on here?" She didn't just, she had a little enough nerve to go through go between Shama Sakhi. And Shama Sakhi is very quick-witted because she's a friendly, she's a Surat Paksha of Radharani. So Shama very quick-wittedly thought, "I have to defend Radharani." And so her desires to be with Krishna aren't thwarted, aren't blocked by this nasty party of Jatila coming. Vishnu's commentary. Instigated by Padma, Jatila angrily goes to Bandiravan. By chance, Shamala comes and deceives her on the way, and so she is satisfied. She speaks to Shamala, "I've been misled by the words of Padma, who doesn't know the truth. Why should I go there? If you want to go, go there. You have explained everything." Subal appears to radiate with the clothing and actions, such as movements and hands, eyes and neck of Radha. There is no relationship between Krishna and Radha. It's only a joke on old women of Braj like us. Krishna will say, "Oh, Jatila, seeing your mother, your daughter-in-law with an unhappy mind, I quickly made her happy by giving her my touchstone." Seeing its direct effect, consider your house fortunate. Please give me something as a reward. Krishna will abuse me in a joking way, therefore I'll not go to Bandiravan. This is a Tatastish. This is a neutral party. They're situated between a friendly party and the Vipaksha. They can go either way. There's a Tatasta region. Tatasta Paksha, they're a borderline group. They're situated between the friendly and the Vipaksha means Pratipaksha. Vipaksha means enemy group. The detest is friendly with the opposing group, but they don't do anything to create hostility to one's group. And they do not show hatred to the group as the opposing group does. Vishnu's commentary, he says, he quotes some shruti from somewhere, "Udasino rivadvarja apnavatsriduchite." One who is neutral may be avoided like an enemy, but a friend should be considered like one's own self. Oh, this is Krishna speaking from Bhagavatam to his father. Govardhana Lila, chapter 24. Vishnu says, this means that the Tatastha Paksha, a neutral party, is like an enemy, but not an enemy. The friend is like the friend is like the self, but not the self. Hare Krishna. The friend is not the wife, son, or servant, but is beneficial for the self. Thus, a friendly party is different from one's own party, but performs beneficial acts for it. This is the quality of a friendly party. There is a similarity of one's own party and a friendly party, since both give benefit. But since a neutral party, Tatastha Paksha, is beneficial to the enemy party, it's called a friend to it. Therefore, one cannot put one's faith in it. One disregards it. Because a friendly party gives benefit, one gives respect to it. Here's an example of a neutral party. Text 8, chapter 9, Ujjani Lamani. My dear beautiful face, Shama, you feel neither joy in Chandravali's good fortune, nor distress at her misfortune. You take no account of her virtues or faults. Your mind is not moved by either love or hatred for her. You appear like a silent sage, neutral in relation to her. Krishna's commentary. Here, Padma is scolding Shama, criticizing her in the guise of praise. She says, when Chandravali meets misfortune, you do not lament. The hint is that she rejoices. When Chandravali has good fortune, Shama is not happy, but rather laments. She does not consider Chandravali's faults by expressing them, but secretly acts against her, since she is a helper of Radha. She does not name her good qualities, but only alludes to them. The neutral party appears to be neutral while showing signs of benefiting the opposing party. This neutral group does not have internal or external neutrality, with action neither beneficial nor harmful to one's group. This would not produce rasa. Now this is the rival party, the pratipaksha, vipaksha, anti-party. A group which hates another group is the opposing party. It blocks the goals of the other party and causes their problems. Let's see it. Whoops. Whoa. That's not so good. Let's see here. Righty. 89, I have an example here. Here's an example. Here Brinda is speaking to Krishna. Oh, Mukunda. Jatila overheard Subal saying, O Radharani, crooked-hearted Padma Sahari, as he followed with his eyes your path into the forest, and by trick she has now brought Chandravali to this place. Now as the sun is rising in the morning, Jatila, seeing on her body a blue garment, suitable for remaining unobserved while going to the rendezvous at night, severely rebuking his stunned Radha. Krishna's Jiva Goswami's commentary. Chio began scolding Radha because he thought Radha was wearing blue cloth in order to meet Krishna in the dark, or she was wearing the cloth of his complexion color out of attraction for him. Vishnu's commentary, verse 10. Brinda speaks to Krishna. From the previous night until now, Radha remained stunned as if she had been scolded by Jatila. This was caused by fear without her being aware of it. Wearing blue cloth indicates an appointment in the dark, Krishna Paksha time of the moon, as well as wearing your ornaments. O cause of blackness in our families, can you live in our house while wearing cloth and ornaments indicating some appointment? Did you not meet your messengers like late today? Get up. I say, go to your illicit lover and do not come back to my house. I'll go to Mathura right now, my son, and find a cure for you too. And this is another example here, causing problems. Mother Jatila says, "My dear daughter Padma, where have you come from?" Padma says, "Mother Jatila, I come from Govardhan Hill." Jatila, "Did you see Radha there?" "Yes, she was in front of the sun god's temple." Jatila, "Why hasn't Radha come home for so long?" Padma, "Krishna stopped Radha from coming here. Radha is on the lookout for you. You must run there and show your anger." Vishnu's commentary. The meaning is clear. Padma is inducing Jatila to run and catch Radha with Krishna. If you don't go fast, they'll go to another place after their enjoyment. So this is a Vipaksha Sakhi. These are the good qualities. The rival party has these nice qualities. In their words and actions, towards the opposing party, like Chandravali's party shows us towards Radharani's party, shows deception, malice, insolence, envy, jealousy, pride, and anger. That's nice. Nice qualities. So they don't, these rivals, they both have one lover and they're both competing for one lover, Radharani and Chandravali. So they... they manifest the qualities, trickery, jealousy, fickleness, envy, hostility, anger, and pride. Bhanumati says to Mani Manjari, this is an example. Of deception, of the anti-party showing the quality of deception. One day Padma said to these two Sakis, Bhanumati and Mani Manjari, who were Radharani's friends, they're describing what they heard. One day Padma Sakhi said to Lalita, thinking dark complexion Krishna be a rain cloud on the peak of Govardhan Hill, and thinking the sound of his flute would be thunder, the unintelligent cows are now fleeing with great haste. "O Lalita, you're very intelligent. Why are you running away in the same way?" Speaking some expert lies, Lalita deceives Padma, then quickly ran to Radharani's house, the tower, where she may meet Krishna. So this is trickery. It's called chadma. Chadma means trickery or deception. Very tricky. Very tricky, Lalita Sakhi. This is showing jealousy to the opposite party. Is malice or jealousy. After proudly displaying the garland given by Krishna, Padma received the following haughty rebuke from Lalita. "Hey Sakhi Padma, why do you show off this garland of forest flowers in such a way, by pushing aside your curly locks of hair, and look at this person stretched out like a blue stick resting on my porch?" Person is Krishna bowing down before Lalita. Vishnu Chakravarti. Comment, verse 14. This is irsha. This is irsha, jealousy. Envy, jealousy. Padma was a leading Sakya Chandrava, the anti-party. She was flaunting her good fortune with Krishna by showing off her garland given to her by Krishna. Seeing her on the path, Lalita speaks, "We know your hair is curly and you're showing off the beauty of those curls. They are fine and glossy, not like ours. Krishna like a blue stick." This indicates that Krishna is stunned with Sattvic Bhava on her porch. He has fallen into that state because of joy in seeing Radha, or because of fear that Padma is coming near. She becomes envious. "Look, Sakhi, see, Krishna has come to my house. Only if you can get close to him, I suppose he would give you that garland. You must have picked that garland up from the footpath, an old garland that fell from Krishna's neck, and put it on your head." I think that's what happened. In this way, Lita shows her jealousy, irsha, envy, malice towards Padma. Padma is showing off a garland to Lita. "See, look, Lita, I got this garland. Krishna gave it to me himself." And Lita says, "Oh yeah, sure, right. You were walking on the footpath and you found this old garland of Krishna, fell off Krishna's neck, and you picked it up and put it on your neck. Now you come over here and make up this story that Krishna gave it to you." Speaking like this, Lita counteracts the pride and flaunting pride of Padma and shows her malice or envy. Here's another example, pure malice. This is malice rooted in envy. This is really good. I really like it. Padma addresses one of Radharani's friends who is wearing a jewel necklace given to her by Krishna. This is the Sakhi showing her envy, malice, and hatred towards each other. Because they're Vipaksha, they're Pratipaksha, their enemy party, their rivals party. This is how they speak to each other. Padma was addressing one of Radharani's sakis who was wearing a jewel necklace given to her by Krishna. She said, "Krishna bowed down before me and begged me to take this necklace, but I refused because the jewel in the center of this necklace is imperfect, is seriously flawed. Such a flawed gem brings ill luck. So what will it benefit you? This necklace is just a serpent about to bite. Well, my friend, even though you would like to keep this necklace, you should throw it away at once for your own good." Vishnu's commentary. Padma speaks to some sakhi she meets on the path. This is insolence. Another example, insolence. Accidentally discovering Krishna enjoying pastimes with Chandravali. One Sakya Vrata brought her to the appointed bower, but not seeing Krishna, she went to the side of Govardhana's search for him. She saw Krishna with Chandravali in a bower, and she began to think of the consequences. Recognizing her as Radha Sakhi, Padma spoke to her with envy, calling her a firefly. You're giving off light, but don't bring yourself sorrow. Your desires will not be accomplished today. The lightning named Samaba, she has the complexion of Golden Durga, is suitable to engage in pastimes with a black cloud to Krishna. My dear firefly, do not needlessly trouble yourself to try to illuminate this forest grove. Chandravali, who is splendid and effulgent as you are, now stands beside this dark cloud as if she were a brilliant lightning flash. This is an example of envy, asuya, envy. Rangadevi says to Padma, my dear friend, my dear Padma, your friend Shaibya, who is another Vipaksha Sakhi, she's a rival Sakhi, part of Chandravali's group. Your Sakhi Shaibya has danced very enthusiastically in Bandiravan Forest. Who would not become astonished by her wonderful dancing? In fact, his slender Shaibya were beautiful. She were beautiful and learned in dancing. I think she would have charmed the entire world. Jealousy, Matsarya. Oh, charming girl, although Krishna decorated Radha's heart with a valuable necklace and decorated your braided hair with an inferior garland, your mind is situated beyond all dualities. Like a great sage, you do not make distinctions between good and bad. Oh, innocent girl, you do not refuse pastimes with Krishna in the forest. Padma sent to Chandravali. Oh, charming girl, although Hari decorated Radharani's breast with a great necklace of very precious jewels, although he gave you only a few small flowers for your braid, still, because your mind is situated beyond all dualities, you do not make distinctions between good and bad. You don't become angry with Krishna and refuse to enjoy pastimes with him in the forest. Jiva Goswami says, Chandravali, your braid is decorated with an inferior garland. He decorates Radharani's heart with a garland of precious jewels. And he decorates your braid with a cheap, ugly one. Vishnu says, Radha is decorated with a necklace of great value, and Chandravali with one worth a few pennies, and one which is ugly as well. Ugly, cheap necklace for Chandravali. And this is an example of Amarsha. Amarsha means anger. Chandravali says to her, Sakhi, oh Sakhi, even though I had made a great garland of gunja berries and large newly blossomed flowers, even though you have personally presented this garland to Krishna, Murari, still, when I see the earring that Krishna has placed in Radharani's ear, my mind knows that you and I are very unimportant in relationship to Radha. And another translation. Oh, Sakhi, Chandravali says. Chandravali, here she's scolding her Sakhi out of love. Oh, Sakhi, I made earrings from ripe bunches of large gunja berries, and you personally gave them to Krishna. But I see that same earring on Radha's ears. It makes me grieve, since we are so insignificant to Krishna. This earring produces great sorrow in my mind. It makes us insignificant. Pride, this is garbhitam. Garbhitam, this is another attitude of the enemy party has towards each other. Show pride in front of each other. There's six types of pride. Hankar, Abhiman, Darpa, Udasita, Mada, and Audatya. A common characteristic of garbhitam or pride means disregard of others. So these are the Vipaksha Sakhis. Chandravi's group shows pride. Radharani's group shows pride. There's six aspects. Ahankar, pride, means to deride others by glorifying one's own group. And here's an example. The moon gives off faint beauty. Produces a drop of splendor in the sky, dark as a sapphire, until the brilliant sun of Jaistamant, having the greatest brightness, rises in the sky and destroys darkness for our eyes. Jiva Goswami's commentary. Chandravali has distinct beauty because Radha has the highest beauty. The Sakhi speaks with Hankar to unsettle our opponent. Chandravali produces only a drop of splendor in the sky. The light of the moon conquers the stars. Chandravali is greater than Taraka. She can do this as long as the son of Radha does not appear. Vishnu's commentary. One time, Lita went to the assembly of Chandravali, and Padma said, Chandravali makes the sky of Krishna's thunders. Lita replied, Chandravali's indistinct beauty produces a little splendor in the sky, having the brilliance of blue sapphire. This means she produces a speck of satisfaction in Krishna, who is completely manifest. But when Radha makes her appearance, the sky of Krishna becomes most auspicious. This abhiman means showing the superiority of one's own love using inferences. Announcing one's groups praying for Krishna. O Chandravali, when you recite the story of Krishna jumping into Kali Lake, you remain calm. But my friend Radha, having an unsteady mind, wails and pounds her breast in lamentation as soon as she hears the word Kadamba in unrelated discussion. Lita is speaking to Chandravali. Krishna jumped from a high place in the Kadamba tree into the water. Radha, hearing the word Kadamba in relation to some other matter, not even saying it herself, cries and beats her chest. I don't know what would happen if she would hear the whole story of Kaliya. This is because Radha is very emotional. Though you have prema, Chandravali, when you're hearing the story of Kaliya, you do not change. You have complete control over yourself. This show, Lita's statement shows the superiority of Radha's love for Krishna. This is announcing Krishna's love for one's own group. This is Radha Prabha, a Sakhi of Lita, speaks to Padma, who she meets on the path. So this is Radha Prabha, Sakhi, and Lalita's group meets a rival. announcing Krishna's love for one's own group. You are fortunate. You're wearing a tilak painted by the hand of Krishna on your forehead. Your limbs are languid with passion. I have been cheated. Seeing the moon-like face of Radha, however, seeing the moon-like face of Lita, Krishna is chief of all artists, simply becomes stunned. This is Darpa, pride which shows superiority of one's pastimes with Krishna. Once Nandi Mukhi was reciting pranic stories somehow related to Krishna in the assembly of young sakis, and Lalita was listening. Seeing Lalita's eyes rolling, Padma began to laugh. Lalita spoke to her, "You have done pious acts in previous births that we have not done. The tree of karma has given its fruits. Otherwise, how is it possible that we suffer from staying awake in mountain caves covered with darkness, depending on full moon nights? It is impossible to have good fortune of hearing pious stories in a day because of our tiredness." This she indicates that her group has enjoyment with Krishna and the opposing party does not. And there's a verse. That was a tika. "Oh, Padma, I think you must be the crest jewel of all pious girls. For only you are able to sleep peacefully on the rooftop during these autumn nights, white with moonlight. The tree of karma is fructifying. The dark complexioned elephant with maddened heart breaks my sleep in the Vrindavan forest." In other words, Lalita's group, Radharani's group, they were up all night with Krishna enjoying the caves of Govardhan or in the forest, kunjas and groves. And the next day, when Lita, there was a group of sakis, and Padma was reciting some stories to a group of sakis, Lita sat in the audience, was falling asleep, and Padma started laughing at Lita. So Lita showed her pride and got back at her. She said, "You're laughing because you rested peacefully last night. We're up all night having amorous exploits with Krishna, so now I'm sleeping. I was on night duty, I'm sleeping in the day." This is called udasitam, laughing at the opposing party. Padma brought Chandravali to meet Krishna and went to find Krishna. She saw at a distance Lalita talking to Krishna. Vishakha then spoke to a disappointed Padma. "Just consider this your fate. Cut your lamentation by discrimination, become happy. Become free from desire for rare things such as talking to Krishna." So, my Saki, do not sigh in this way, be content, give up striving for the unattainable. When I see you so faded, my heart becomes tortured with compassion. O honest, pious friend, look, the black deer Krishna has fallen into the great snare of Lita's crooked words. He's not aware of himself. This is pride arising from the excellence of service. It's called mada. Example, Padma is speaking to Lita. Lita is picking flowers for worshiping the sun god. "Oh, Lita, I think you're the most fortunate girl in the entire universe, for you constantly worship the sun god with these fragrant, wonderful flowers. I'm not so fortunate. When we make garlands of flowers, Chandravi, my friends, take them and do not leave even a single petal to offer to goddess Kalyani." Clearly speaking of one's own excellence is called adatya. Who in Braj can compete with Radha, whose victory flag dominates the world? O Padma, is only because Radha's heart melts with compassion for you wretches, you're able to serve Krishna for even a moment. Jiva Goswami's comments. Radha has a flag of fame swiftly traveling in the universe. Only by Radha's mercy to wretched suckies like you can you approach Krishna. Vishnu's commentary. O Nandi Mukhi, the time has come for Radha to compete with Chandravali. We compare Radha to a star and Chandravali to a moon. When Lalita, hiding in the bushes, heard Padma say this, she emerged from the creepers and spoke with enthusiasm. Who in Braj has this ability? Radha has the flag of fame spreading quickly throughout the universe. The goal is to conquer all fame while going fast. While Radha is in Braj, it is not possible for you to touch Krishna's lens. Not attaining association with Krishna, burning with a fire, great desire, they all die. Thinking this way, having a soft heart, Radha is merciful to these miserly women with noble families. I'll continue. Continue more next week on that. Vishwanilamani ki jai 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 Radhe, jai jai Shyam, jai jai Shri Vrindavanda, jai jai Shri Radhe, Shyam.